Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Did you know that you can now sign up for New York Lifetime licenses to hunt, fish, and enjoy our beautiful state parks? And did you know that if you have a Lifetime recreation or sporting license, your New York State driver's license can now become an all-purpose boating, fishing, hunting, and parks ID card? The new, convenient adventure license simplifies your life and helps you to embark on your New York State outdoor adventure. For more details, visit the New York State eLicense Center at www.licensecenter.ny.gov.
A man rides into town on a Monday. He stays for 3 days and leaves on a Monday. How is this possible? His horse is named Monday. Tune in to the Reaching Zero radio program some Mondays at 9:30 p.m. only on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Rip Van Winkle Tobacco-Free Action, helping to create tobacco-free places for people to live, learn, work, and play. TobaccoFreeNYS.org.
This is WGXC 90.7 from the Hudson Studio in New York. I'm Nancy Marin, your host for the Social Graces Program. The Social Graces Program covers all things pertaining to etiquette, manners, and protocol. Hi, this is Nan Marin, and today we have special guests on the program. They are from Pet Place in Progress in Hudson. And Dick, could you introduce our two wonderful guests today?
Hi, Nan. My name is Dick Sable, and I'm very happy to introduce two wonderful artistic people from Hudson. One is and they're a husband and wife team, so that's really makes it kind of nice all together. We have Jesse and Barbara Waldinger. Jesse is one of the co-directors of Plays in Progress, which is called PIP. And Barbara Waldinger is the director for HRC Showcase Theater. And I'd love to hear a little bit first about PIP, and then a little bit from Barbara, your wife, and find out the people would like to know about the HRC Showcase Theater as well. So how about
okay?
Hi, Jesse.
Well, Plays in Progress is a kind of a loose organization of professional people, of playwrights, directors and actors that meets every month here in Hudson at the Hudson Opera House in order to hear the works of their various members or parts of those works. What they do is they come to Hudson Opera House once a month and sit around a table, and the actors will read the scenes or parts of plays brought in by members, and they read them cold, and that is followed by critiques and suggestions by everybody in the room. Lucille Lichtblau is my co-director, and I am one of the co-directors, and my wife Barbara is, as a director, is a member of that group as well.
How do you find members? How does a member find PIP? Is there a qualification for membership?
We haven't figured that out yet. So far, it's been very informal in that mostly it's done by word of mouth, by recommendation. If somebody set aside the question of the playwrights. If somebody has directing experience or acting experience and is recommended by somebody else who's already in the group, that person usually can get in. It's only recently that we're finding that our numbers have grown so much that we may have to put a cap on that.
You have, what, about 25 members?
We have over 30 members right now. The for playwrights, it's different because we have never asked anybody to leave, and therefore we want to have certain standards when they come in. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we ask for generally, unless, again, it's by recommendation of somebody who knows the work of the person, we will generally ask an interested playwright for a writing sample, and then we'll read it and judge it. But we have yet to do that and then tell the person that they're not good enough. And I'm waiting for the first time so that I can pass the buck to Lucille Lichtblau, who is very good at that sort of thing. She is very sensitive and very nurturing, and she is a therapist as well as a playwright, an excellent playwright. So she knows how to handle that, but we haven't had that happen yet. So mostly,
so it's you or Lucille that evaluates the work, or that some other member in the...
No, it's the two of us will evaluate the work to see if the people can come in. Once a year, we combination with the Hudson Opera House, we do a short play festival, which is open to the public, where we showcase the plays that have been written or scenes that have been.
Did you do that recently?
We did that at the end of May. And it's rather successful. The Hudson Opera House invites their mailing list to come in, and PIP has their people come in. So we fill the place, and we people who come and see it then sometimes express interest in joining us. So this is in response to your question about how do people find out about us, or there's word of mouth. When we do our short play festival at the Hudson Opera House, it is a fundraiser for the benefit of the Hudson Opera House. And in exchange for that, they give us the space to have our meetings every month.
For people who don't know, the Hudson Hudson Opera House is at 327 Warren Street. And it's a beautiful old building, and I hope one day soon it'll be completely restored to its original glory. It's just a beautiful, beautiful building.
It's a historic building. It was not only an opera house, but it was also a bank, so there's vaults all over the place. And it was also, I think it was the city hall at one time. It's doubled as everything. And the folks there are really nice to us, and so we enjoy a very good relationship with them.
Now, Pip meets how often?
We meet once a month on the first Sunday of the month. For 2.5 hours, and so we are able to accommodate three or four playwrights bringing in scenes or even complete short plays at each meeting.
Now, have any plays that have been developed at PIP gone on to other production levels?
We have had. The answer is yes. Some of the plays that are developed there have gone on to. The theater in Hudson that Laura Margolis runs, she has a short play festival, and some of the plays that we've done have been done at their play by play.
Laura was a guest on this show,
yes,
I believe.
It was several months ago, but yes, I had her on the program, and it was. It was wonderful. She's a very talented lady.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Laura's a very good director, and she's run the theater here for so many years. Every year she has a series where they have these short plays. So some of the PIP playwrights have been showcased there, and some of the plays that are developed have been there. Other plays have been enjoyed showcase stage readings at other places as well. Many of them are short plays, but some of them are full length plays.
Now, did you meet Barbara, your beautiful wife, at PIP or somewhere?
Well, we met at a Jamaica High School in Queens back in 1962, which was before shortly before Pip started. Pip's actually only started about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes.
We always were, but that, you know, our first date was to see the Mikado. Doyle Card Opera Company was in town at City Center on December 1st, 1962, and that's where I took her for the first time. So we've both been interested in theater ever since. But Barbara is really the theater person. I had a career as an attorney, and Barbara has always been teaching and directing and acting in theater.
So who came to Hudson first? Did you come together to Hudson?
Yeah, we've always been together. We're joined at the hip. You've got to understand, we've been married for 45 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
We our home is in Canaan, New York, which is about 45 minutes away. Uh-huh. It was a vacation home before it became our full-time home a year ago. So we've been coming up to this area for since the 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Now, Barbara, how did you find HRC?
About 14. This theater group called HRC Showcase Theater has been in existence for 24 years. 14 years ago, they were looking for a new artistic director. And a cousin who I knew who lived around here showed me the advertisement for an artistic director, and I applied. And at that time, we lived on Long Island. And Jesse said, what are you doing? You don't even live there. And so, but we had this vacation home in Canaan, New York. And I said, I'm going to do this. So I applied and I got it. And so, but the way this theater works is that we have a playwriting contest. And it's a national playwriting contest. And we get anywhere from 70 to 150 plays each year submitted to us. And we have, it's a lot. Yeah, and full-length plays. And we have four judges who read these plays, and they're submitted between December 1st and March 1st. Uh-huh. And so we read them all. We get them down to semifinalists, then to finalists, and we choose five. Uh-huh. And I direct five of them at the First Reformed Church in Hudson. And when I was chosen as artistic director, that was 14 years ago, right, I have been directing five plays a year since then. So that's how I got to Hudson.
So HRC means Hudson?
Well, it's funny because yesterday we were looking to find out what's the history of HRC. How did it begin? Mm-hmm. And we interviewed a 102-year-old woman named Fady Tuttle, a professional actress, who told us a little bit about its beginnings. And it was originally called HRC Hudson River Classics Theater. But then after a while, it became devoted to new playwrights, which is what we do now. Uh-huh. So really, then we called it Showcase Theater, because we knew it wasn't for classics. But we couldn't really get rid of the HRC, because it was already established. So now we have a big, long name of HRC Showcase Theater. And we are equity approved. We do staged readings of new plays. Uh-huh. But the reason I could do it, even though I lived on Long Island, was that we choose the plays about a month in advance. We send them to the actors. We have a list of actors based on New York City auditions that we did, based on local talent here.
Do you have auditions every year?
No, we used to, for a few years in a row, go into the city, and we had professional equity auditions, AEA, that's Actors Equity, yes. The Professional Actors Union. And so we had auditions for several years in a row. And so we have a stable of 100-something actors. And then more and more, though, we realize what terrific talent there is here locally, both equity and non-equity. So I just go to everything I can and find actors. So we don't really have to have auditions anymore because you see them how good they are.
Yes.
So I just call them for each play. The actors get the scripts about a month in advance. And we don't see them until the day of performance.
Oh, really?
But we do talk a lot on phone and email. I contact the playwright.
No rehearsals?
No rehearsals until that day.
Until the day.
The playwright and I are in constant touch about the play so that I know everything that he or she wants to get out of the play.
Yeah.
I contact the actors constantly by email. Then we meet that day. 9:30 in the morning we start. We rehearse till 6 o'clock at night. We bring in lunch. We bring in dinner. We pay all expenses. And then we perform the reading at 7:30 that night, after which there's a talk back.
Church.
First Reformed Church in Hudson, 52
Green Street. 52
Green Street. Right, right.
Yeah.
And then we do a the reading of the play. The playwright is there. Uh-huh. That has to happen. The playwright must be there. Because afterwards we do a talkback reception where the audience gets to talk about the play, which should hopefully help the playwright in revisions.
In revisions.
Right. So, and that's
now
what we do.
How many plays?
Five a year. We've gotten as low as 70. We've gotten as high as 150.
Oh,
this past year, we had 100. It's a lot of reading for four judges.
Don't have readers? I mean, it's the judges themselves.
The judges are reading, and we have to be careful. We don't have playwrights as judges, or if we do, they do not submit their plays because this is blind submissions.
Right.
We don't have actors as judges because we don't want them to be influenced by parts they might want.
And do you send rejection letters then to
We don't. We just call the five who were chosen, but they're usually chosen out of 12. So we call the other seven and say, you were semifinalists, and we will probably look at your play again the following year to see if maybe you will be one of the finalists.
Uh-huh.
And it's exciting because in one day, people that don't know each other come together and do a performance that night. It is not seated. It is a staged reading. Yes. And so I'm here for, and now we're here full time, but even when I wasn't, I came up and did that. And it's a staged reading, so it is movement.
Yeah.
It's a performance with script in hand.
Right.
And it is Equity approved so that the Equity members sign and we send it to Equity.
Uh-huh.
And it's
Do you have a limitation on the number of people in the cast?
We have, yes, we say, we because we pay all expenses and we put up the actors overnight, we pay all transportation and room and board, we say no more than six.
Uh-huh. And what about sets?
Sets are tables and chairs. Props, very hard to do because you're holding a script.
Yes.
So here and there, we would have a little prop if we need it.
Uh-huh.
But basically, it's moving around and playing the character. We ask the actors to come in with a character based on all the emails and phone calls before that we've sent.
I guess some of the choices that you make for the plays have to do with actually the ability to have an effective staged reading. In other words, a play that has a lot of set changes.
That's right. A lot of set changes. We can't do it.
Can't do
right.
It.
So farces are tough, running in and out all the time.
That playwright gets eliminated.
That's right. We do have four doors. Our president, Robert Bisson, built us a little flight of steps to get up to and off of the stage quickly. We can do a farce if it doesn't have too many characters.
Uh-huh. We do have other limitations. I actually run the play selection committee. I'm not one of the judges. In fact, that's important to know. I am aware of all the scores, and the judges are not. I'm aware of who wrote the plays, and the judges are not. But we do say to our judges, you can veto a play. That is, it won't go any further. For example, if it's a musical, or if it requires 112 dancing fleas, or if it's a monologue, a 75-page monologue.
Or if it involves video, we don't have that capacity.
Right.
So there are certain things we can't do.
Yes, there are certain things that can't be done. But we do try to get every play read by two judges. We do not need all four judges to read every play.
Make a final decision.
Yeah, so that it's not like each of the four judges is reading 100 plays.
Now
it doesn't work
that way.
Casting,
then, does the playwright, usually in Actors' Equity, it's the playwright that usually has the final decision.
Right, we don't do that.
We don't do it.
I cast it because we have so many wonderful actors. We always find somebody that the playwright's happy with.
By the way, some of the actors that come to plays in progress turn out to be, they're all local, almost all local, and they are a well of a source of talent for HRC.
The talented PIP. And many of them have been in the plays at HRC. Wonderful, wonderful talent around here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think you're lucky to have also the Reformed Church as a home.
Yes. It's a very big room with a stage at one end, and we can fit, an unlimited amount of seats, too.
It has lighting as well.
Some lighting, yeah. And four doors, which is very important, right?
Right.
Coming in and out of the stage, yeah. Right. So that's good.
Now, have you ever had any problems with actors? Sometimes, you know, the actors are known to be temperamental.
No. And that's I am a very collaborative director. And when I first came in, some of the people said, you know, you're the director, just tell everybody what to do. I don't work that way. And so I feel if I'm going to choose such wonderful actors, I chose them for a reason. I want to know what they think.
Yeah.
So it's the whole day is a collaboration. Uh-huh. It's never I tell you what to do and you do it. Uh-huh. It's let's think of how we're going to do this thing.
You don't love your job, do you?
I love it. And I, you know, I always keep thinking of Uta Hagen's book, Respect for Acting. Because if you don't respect your actors and love them and want them to shine, you shouldn't be a director. It's not about me. It's about the play and the actors, how to bring that play to its feet.
The actors who come up to HRC are usually asked if they can be invited back. They love working with Barbara because she is collaborative, because many of them, especially ones who come from Manhattan, are used to directors who are not interested in their ideas. Barbara is always interested in their ideas. They also want to come back because we feed them.
We bring in all this wonderful lunch and dinner. We put them up overnight. It's great. It's a wonderful experience. And they're so happy to get out of the city for a while and be treated royally.
Now, these are five staged readings a year. And HRC avoids the summertime.
Because there's so much else going on.
Yeah, sure.
So we start in October. We end in May.
And it's so it's like two in the fall and three in the spring.
Right.
And where is the if you wanted to go see a play?
Right. It's at the First Reformed Church in Hudson at 52 Green Street.
Okay.
And October 18th is our first play.
Okay.
We are about to announce our season. We have a meeting actually this Friday. The judges are meeting, and we will choose out of the 12, or I think this year 16.
There were like ties. So instead of the usual 12, we actually have 16 to choose from.
Right.
They will choose the five.
Oh.
And basically, the way the system works is you basically throw out the scores. The scores got them there. But now start over. You've got 16 plays.
Right.
You want to choose the five best, but if four out of the five best are all murder mysteries, you're not going to do that.
Right.
So you want a balanced season.
Bring in new readers as well or no?
Well,
no.
This year, two of our readers have retired, so we would like two more judges, so we're looking.
Yeah.
But because one retired before the end of the season, we now have three at this meeting on Friday. So the three of us have to look at 16 plays, which we've all read, and get it down to five with two alternates.
But
and that will be a very interesting meeting.
We don't get new readers in the middle, if that's what you were asking.
Generally not in the middle, but starting next season.
That's what I was asking.
Right.
No,
right.
The four judges are the ones. They make all the decisions.
Right. But it's interesting how you choose. It's interesting. Again, it's respect. It's collaboration. It's the judges saying, reading the notes that they took when they first read these plays way back months ago. Mm-hmm. Here's what I liked. Here's what I didn't. And we all talk about it. And we think, okay, what do you think? Does it belong in the season or not or why? And sometimes somebody will hate something and somebody else will love it. And we'll just pick up the play and read little sections and say, what do you think? And then we'll just come up with five. But it's not always easy, but it always works out in the end, which is nice.
Although I'm not a judge, I do run those meetings because I'm the chair of the selection committee. And they get along so well, even though if you look at the score sheets, you'll see they disagree violently about some things. When they're at the meeting, they defer to each other, and they work it out. Occasionally, there's horse trading. Like, I want this play, but I'm willing to take that one if you allow me to take, you know, if we put this one. There's that kind of give and take. So if you're interested in social graces, you should see these meetings.
Yes,
it's amazing how people who really disagree can get along and come up with a season that they all agree on, and nobody says, well, I didn't like that one.
And creative differences can be really vastly different.
Oh, yeah, and you keep reading about the people quitting shows on Broadway because of creative differences.
Yeah.
And but somehow we... It's collaboration, it's respect.
Yeah.
And people, and we managed to get all of us to agree on five with two alternates.
Now, Barb, you have such a great energy.
I do.
You been an actress?
Yes.
Well?
Yeah, I started out, but, you know, just kind of locally. I had my kids, and so I was doing local things.
Uh-huh.
And so I would, but I, again, I sort of feel like some of these actors in the city who say, I can't stand those directors I work with. You know, they don't know what they're doing, or they make me into a puppet, and they don't let me be creative.
Right.
And so I sort of had some of those experiences, and I thought, I want to direct. That's what
yeah.
I want to do.
Wow.
So, and then I can allow everybody to be part of it. And it's not going to be one of those, you know, like Uber marionette things. I can let them do what they feel that's right. It's organic. It's so much better. I'm also a teacher. I'm a PhD in theater.
Oh,
I got my degree from the CUNY Graduate Center in New
oh
York City,
my.
And I've been teaching in colleges for many years, Queens
okay.
College and Hofstra University and Marymount Manhattan. And I teach here at Ollie. And also in Pittsfield at Temple Anche.
Wow.
And I just finished teaching Merchant of Venice this morning.
Oh,
so God. I love teaching and I love directing.
Now, Jesse, you have a theater background as well?
Well,
I know you're a playwright, a wonderful playwright.
Yeah, I write plays, but I was a medical malpractice attorney for about 40 years. And I did write some things on the side. I did teach English in high school. Back in the late 60s and 70s when it was draft deferred to teach in the New York City school system.
Uh-huh.
And I had been in graduate school, but that lost its deferment. So in order to continue, I could not continue in graduate school. It's just that I would have been drafted. But I could go to law school at night while teaching English in the daytime.
Well, I like the direction that your life has taken you. It's right here to Hudson,
yes.
New York, and we're certainly glad that you could make it today. Now, is PIP a 501c3 organization?
No, we have not. As I say, it's an informal organization, unlike HRC Showcase Theater, which has a charter and bylaws. PIP just was an informal group of artistically inclined people.
And Barbara, are you the grant writer as well then?
We need a grant writer. If you know any, would like to join our
gosh.
Board. We do get grants, but we're looking for somebody to come in and exclusively do that. It would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And we are not-for-profit, and we have all of that, and we have charters and board members and are always looking for people who are interested to come
sure.
in and join our board.
Well, that's terrific. Close it up.
Yes,
okay.
So thank you very much for being here.
Oh, our pleasure.
I'm not used to this microphone over here, so sorry. Anyway, thank you so much. It's been very interesting.
Thank you.
I would like to have you back because I had more questions to ask about.
That would be great.
Okay.
And we
wonderful.
Have plenty more to say. It's
oh,
hard
yes.
to shut us up once we get started.
Well, and there's four of us, and I think we need another go at it.
Absolutely.
Great.
We'd be
thank
happy
you.
To come back.
Well, Jesse and Barbara Waldinger, thank you so much for coming. Really
thank you for inviting
so
us.
To see you.
Goodbye. See you next month.
Assalamu alaikum. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM in Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.